drug.
I have a feeling we'll go fast, but I doubt that
you'll make one.
That's one of the questions.
Somebody's, you know, sometimes it just takes 2 minutes.
I'm not supposed to take a
minute.
Well, here's so many questions.
I think we have a quorum back here, and I'm going to go ahead and get started.
Ed said it was
Before Ed left, he conferred with me about the fact that we have a dangling participle out here in terms of the hearing from the heart program, and that perhaps it would be good to give this thought to everybody so that you know where it's concluded at the moment. We are being asked to revisit the open heart standards that were reviewed last year. We thank the speakers because it has been very enlightening, and we've learned a lot, but have not received hard data showing compelling changes in circumstances. We are always open to receiving such data so we can determine if there is a need to revisit the standards. And it's specifically, there is the time at the end of the year when Brenda comes and asks if there is anything out of the sequence or any other issues when we put together our work plan for the year. And there is, of course, then 2011, it will automatically come up. But there is also an openness if there is data to be presented and a compelling story, or a compelling evidence, I should say, to bring it forward at any time, as we have today, some out-of-sequence issue around psychiatric beds. So we don't want them to feel that they cannot come forward at another time, but that we did not hear it today. So that's the conclusion of that particular hearing. And now we'll go to the... Pardon?
Is that conclusion?
That's the conclusion, because we don't have to vote on it since we didn't have data in the form of submitted 5 days in advance, and so that we had the evidence. According to, and I could ask Ron, but according to our chairman, who is a legal mind as well, says that that statement would be a conclusion in itself for today.
Who made that conclusion?
The chair. Ron, is that appropriate?
I'm sorry, I was carrying on a side conversation.
Okay. Well, I would be open to if you as commissioners want to say that there is something that you want different to be done. But since there was not 5 days of data that was presented that can be reviewed and on the agenda, we only heard we are open to public hearing, but we are not required to take action today.
You said 5 days of data. You mean we didn't have 5 days of notice?
5 days of notice.
5 days of notice.
Yes, excuse me.
Yeah, let me make a clarification. I think what Dr. Young is saying, Commissioner Young, is saying that if you wish to continue this, you could make a motion for them to bring back data or do something else, but there's nothing for us to vote on today. To clarify what you're saying.
Yeah, right. That was what I was reading was the chair's recommendation.
You can make a motion to instruct the department to do something else.
Yeah, if I could, you can also, of course, when you get to your work plan, you can also deal with this as far as if you want to put it on the agenda for future meetings and, you know, to proceed. That's normally what you do when things are brought forward from the public at meetings like this.
I guess... Personally, I guess I would like the department to come back with something to us that maybe there's some evidence or some other stuff that could help us make this decision or go forward with it. I guess that would, I mean, there was some outstanding stuff that at least I heard that I thought would be interesting to myself.
I'm going to look around here at the people who work for me here, but I would think that this group needs to come back to the commission again and present their evidence to the commission. I don't know if it's the department's role in this case to be making their case for them to the commissioners. I think you guys need to make a determination of whether or not there's been enough evidence. And then after that has been the case, then you could refer it to the department.
And I think that's what I said, in that if they come forth with compelling evidence and data, they can bring it forth at any time in the future?
Certainly, they can bring it to you at any time and would encourage them to do so, yep.
Right, right. So it's not shutting the door, but it's saying that that case hasn't been made today, so therefore bring that data at another time and get it onto the agenda, and then we'll listen. Any further comments? Does that satisfy your concerns, Dr. Young?
This is Commissioner Kashishian, just a procedural question. So if they bring data forth for, say, next meeting, then Ed and you will decide if it goes onto the agenda? Is that the way this you proceed this work?
The department puts down the request, and then there's a discussion with the chair and the vice chair as to, yes, this requires being put onto the agenda. Just as today, to hear the story was put on the agenda out of order because of a request to do so. We can always do that. It was Ed's feeling that there wasn't a compelling evidence, as he puts down, for a change at this point, but they can come forward with that at any point in the future. And I, at this point, that seemed reasonable to me as well. Okay. So the door is open, but the onus is on those who want us to open it sooner to bring the evidence. And I say the word evidence because we had a lot of anecdotes, and we're asking for evidence in data format that could be then put on the agenda at any time, but it also can be put on the agenda at the end of the year when we discuss the work group for that particular year. And so there's the option of bringing it forward at any time if it's in that format. And secondly, there is the end of the year when we make up the decision for that particular year's agenda. And then there is, of course, a waiting till 2011. So those are the three options that are there for their involvement. Okay. We'll then go to the back to the agenda, and we're on point number 6, which is the pancreas transplant services. And I'd ask Brenda Rogers.